This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I want to talk about what to do when you feel defeated. Now, I mean, there's many different ways of feeling defeated, and the feeling can, you know, if I go, oh, I feel defeated, and somebody goes, oh, I know what that feels like, man. It's like sort of defeat is not a sensation or an emotion. It's a description of probably a cluster or a group of sensations and emotions that I'm experiencing based on probably how I'm creating my reality. And the interesting thing around this is like if we don't want to get out of that, if for some reason we want to stay in that, then there's nothing. This is really important to understand, is that some people don't want to let go of the suffering. Like, that's the last thing they'll let go of. And so if we're in a space where we're trying to help people see a brighter future, a better something, and I mean, it's the guy, one of the guys that helped form the Enneagram and really pushed it in many, many years ago, is a guy surnamed Goodriff. And he said, one of the last things people let go of is their suffering. And so sometimes people will feel defeated and actually want to be there. And sometimes they want to kind of feel those feelings because it's one of the only ways that they can feel, one of the ways they know how to feel. So if that's true for them, then why would they ever want to let go of knowing how to feel defeated when that's the way that they can feel and they can get drunk on those emotions? It's an interesting concept, interesting thing. And so this is where this, as you're listening to this, I don't want you to think about how you can help someone else not feel defeated, because that's not your job. That's not how it works. That's a certain level of over-responsibility. Maybe me talking about this is a certain level of over-responsibility. Maybe that's some shit I've got to work on. But the reality is that we ourselves have to want to be able to get out of it. Because if we don't want to get rid of this feeling, this sensation of feeling defeated by whatever it is, then we're not going to get out of it. It sounds so fucking simple. It sounds too simple. It's just like, yeah. And so if we're wasting our time trying to help somebody else not feel defeated, because A, it's not helpful for them. One, it's often feeding their cause. It's like, fuck, I'm so useless. I need help from other people. Why am I not a functioning human? Like, people can run that pattern. So you actually attempting to help them can sometimes go against what you're trying to do. But you yourself may be looking for value within that, and that's why you're doing it. It's really quite interesting. So my offer for you is to look at what I'm about to talk about and have been talking about for you. If you want to share this podcast and share it to someone as an individual or on a platform, a social media platform, then by all means do so, of course. It's more so thinking about it, you know, catch yourself as I'm talking. Are you thinking of other people, or are you thinking of yourself, or are you doing both? And so when we feel defeated, it's like, what is the cause? Here it is. What is the cause of me feeling that way? Right. Now, there's a trick question, because we may go outwards. It's like, well, this person did this, or I just can't seem to get yada yada. But we have to look inwards and go, well, I'm creating this reality of mine. And so how is it that I'm languaging and what are my expectations around a particular situation that is causing me to think I'm either going to win or lose? And if I lose, and if I lose enough times, then I'm going to be defeated, and that's now my reality. I should just give up, right? Because in this space, when we do feel defeated, and hey, like, if any person listening to this podcast would be lying if they said that they haven't felt defeated at some point in their life. Now, the thing that's interesting is that that feeling is probably slightly different for each and every individual. Some people will be shamed. Some people will feel motivated. You know, the interesting thing, it's different for each person. So for us, we have to look at it and go, well, what are the feelings that I am feeling? And what is the positive intention behind feeling this way in the face of being defeated? And also, here's the other thing, is like, how do I know I'm defeated? You know, and defeated in what? This is a really important point. Am I defeated in this one single attempt to attempt something, right? Is it just a football game on a weekend? We were defeated. It's like, okay, does that mean you stop? So the interesting thing around it, and even if you stop, is that being defeated? Or if you're pursuing something that's not even something that you enjoy, but you're doing it in to prove someone else wrong, aren't you defeated? Because you're doing it for someone else. So are you winning? It's a really interesting concept for us to sort of step back and really pull apart our world and how we're mapping it out, right? Because sometimes when we feel defeated, it's actually, how do I best explain? It may not be in service of what it is that we truly want to do. Because if it's something that we truly want to do, and we keep on having, let's call it losses, right? Then the only way we can be defeated is if we give up on the thing that's most important and true to us, right? And the reality is that you have an opportunity to use your life as a vehicle for that. And so being defeated isn't a static. It isn't a black and white either or. It is part of a continuum. It's part of a process, right? This is why you'll see quotes like, there's no failure, there's only feedback, there's only lessons. And hey, it's as corny as it is, it's really fucking true. And it's really fucking true because during this process, when we're in this feeling and we're seeing that, we're like, fuck, I don't want to feel like this. I have to go win. It's like, sure, or you have to just go perform. You have to start to move into your potential. And in doing that, that's when you truly start to actually start to win, because you're actually starting to live life on your terms. So when we're feeling defeated, we have to stop and think about what is actually defeating us and what a part of us is being defeated, right? It's a feat of strength. I was defeated. Is it a part of my physical attributes? Is it a physical effort? Is it a mental? Is it an emotional effort? Is it all of it all in one? And have I invested so much of my life in something that wasn't even something that I wanted to do, and now I've lost that, and now I'm defeated? It's an interesting space to be in. Yet we just have to be able to identify what part of us actually is defeated, if it is. My guess is that it isn't. It's just how we're labeling it. What are the emotions that come up? And what is the thing or things that defeated me? The other thing is this a snapshot? Is this a black and white image of my life? Because if it is, then we probably have the way that we're describing our life is probably one of the issues as well. It's probably in global language, and it's probably either or, as in I either win or I lose, like I mentioned earlier. Or is this simply just one step of the process, of a forever unfolding process? There is no end, the finish line. There is no end game. You know, I'm going to lose battles in order to win my war. Whatever that war is, whatever the battle is, right? But this is the reality, is that you got to be able to play your game. You have to be able to choose to play life by your rules. Not your parents, not your bosses, not your fucking under-10s football coach. No one else's rules. Because as soon as you play life by someone else's rules, you've already been defeated. Can you see that? As soon as you have decided to play life by someone else's rules, there isn't a possibility to win. The win is actually choosing to take your fucking life back and play it by your rules. So you started out defeated. So, and we've got to be able to go deep with that with ourselves and start to really be honest and go, hang on a sec, do I want to change? Or does this still serve something? Does me being a victim to being defeated on some level, and victim, I'm not putting the term victim down. This is really important. We, you know, pop culture today is like, it's victimized in the word victim. It's like, no. Being, there are people that are victims to things, and that's fine. It's being aware and conscious of that. Yet in certain terms for us, are we being a victim, or another way to think about it is under responsible with what our actual responsibility is? Our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors, and our speech. And that's where we start. So, the real question is there, are you being defeated, or are you just not playing life by your rules? And on that note, team, I am out. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, you know what to do. Please share it with your friends. Don't be too over responsible, though. Otherwise, if you haven't already, jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online. Check out my seminars. I've got one coming up 9th and 10th of March, very, very soon here in Canberra. I would love to see you there. Otherwise, team, that is it. I'm out. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll see you guys tomorrow. To be everything else.
be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unlearned.